to shut my cow.
It is the second week of deer camp. We just got done with that. I had a lot of fun this year at deer camp. I hope you guys did too. You know, Bob calls it like he sees it. I don't go to deer camp to hunt. I go to deer camp to hang out with my buddies and do a little cooking and maybe a little elbow bending, jaw jacking, and just catch up. It's that man time.
You mean your class reunion?
No. This one was my friends at Siciliano's Market.
That one.
They're so gracious.
That's a different deal.
They have the best deer camp. They've got a little compound with three brothers and their father who passed away. He's the patriarch of the whole deal and used to make this red wine where you drank these little juice glasses of it and it just tipped
make,
you over,
make
man.
You cry.
Oh, yeah. But
don't they call you weepy now?
No. I don't know what they
Sappy?
Call me. Sappy. That's what it is. Yeah.
Well, you're absolutely right. And that, in my opinion, is a big part of deer camp. Just like the one I harassed you about your classroom. It doesn't matter. It's time to hunt and see friends, and whether they bring their wives or not. I actually had a dude. I went to see it, to a deer camp to see this guy, and when I showed up to see all my old buds, it was only one bud, and the other guy brought his wife.
Ooh.
And which turned out really nice. I didn't care. I was at camp by myself anyway. I was just dying to see somebody after several days in the wilderness.
Yeah. But the no shave, maybe haven't showered, might burp, might fart, might do something.
They've got this,
I don't know. It's just better when it's
guys
all around.
They've got this beautiful house in the woods, and it's like, take your boots off. It's not like my deer camp where you know, please leave your boots on because we haven't vacuumed in 3 years.
Right. Yeah. And this, you know, I'm the big fire pit where you got 20 guys sitting around it, and everybody's calling each other names. There's a whole table full of food, munchies. Everybody brought something over, their best sausage recipe.
Yeah.
Or we had a guy up there at Siciliano's that had a dry brined sausage where it was never cooked, but he'd put the mixture together and hung it for like 6-8 weeks.
Oh.
And it cured it. Right?
Yep.
And it was hard. And
charcuterie.
And sliced it thin. Oh, man, it was fabulous.
Yeah, that's old world European stuff.
Right.
Italians and Germans are big in that.
That's who they were.
Yeah.
A bunch of Italians
bunch
up there.
Of
right.
Paisanos.
Yeah.
So I think my best deer camp, since we want to take a bunny trail, I do. My buddy Dick Waite up in Traverse City.
Come on, that's not a real name.
Yeah, his mom's name was Helen. No kidding. Dick Waite.
Hell will wait.
Dude's a real frontiersman. I mean, he's the kind of dude that'll just trek off into the woods with just a rifle and be gone. But I had so many great hunting experiences with him around Atlanta, where he grew up, Atlanta, Michigan.
That's elk territory.
Yeah, and several years of hunting with him up there, they had 16 buys, which were 16 by 16 army tents. And they put two of them together and they had bunk beds they'd bring into them. And they left the door open half the time because they had this 55-gallon drum heater and it was like 80 degrees in. You couldn't wear anything but a T-shirt. But you could leave your boots on and walk in the dirt.
Right, yeah.
Outside they had a 4-foot stainless griddle propane. So when they did breakfast or whatever, I mean, it was the most fun. Big euchre tournaments at night. It was ridiculous, but I always got the pallet blind because that was the crappy one, and I was the newest guy there. But it was really a wonderful thing to sit inside of a hill. And my first hunt up there, I've got these deer going by me, and all of a sudden I hear crash, crash, crash behind me, and I look up, and I see the belly of a cow elk, and she's moving the side of the pallet. It's like bulging as she walks by with her big old belly hitting it. And then I hear crash, crash. I turn around, and here's a bull right behind her, and I'm scared to death. I'm like 23 years old. I didn't have a lot of wildlife experience. I didn't want to get stepped on.
Right. Yeah, cool story.
Oh, my.
Cool story.
So meatloaf is something you can do on your grill.
Don't do it often. It's usually conceived as an oven thing. But,
right? Yeah, and I tried this years ago on, I think, when I had my old Phoenix grill, which was like a Holland grill on steroids. Which was a grill that basically had a diverter pan under it. You couldn't really catch anything on fire. It was almost more of an oven. But the Phoenix got to a higher temperature, so it did a nice job grilling. But I put a pizza stone on there and put one of my wife's meatloafs on there to cook it because it was so hot out. We didn't have air at the time that I just wanted to not light the oven up. She didn't want to light the oven up, but I love her meatloaf. So she put it on a pizza stone. I put it on that grill, And this was 10, 12, 15 years ago. I don't know when, but I did that first one. And, of course, basic fatty hamburger. You get a ton of grease running off, so it was nice. You got a little extra fuel for the grill, a little flare-up.
Right.
But the pizza stone kept it from becoming a problem.
Right.
And I closed the lid and baked that thing for 35, 40 minutes. And then I started playing with it over the years where I'd throw some smoke to it, and then I'd put it on my smoker. Well, Pat Ringler up at the Cedar Creek, or what do they call that?
Chase Creek Smokehouse.
He heard the show one day, and he tried that meatloaf in the smokehouse, and the people loved it. Well, if you go to Chase Creek Smokehouse up in Chase, Michigan now, about any day of the week, you're going to find smoked meatloaf, and
right.
It is awesome. It's almost as good as mine.
Almost, yeah. Chase Creek is really easy to find if you're headed north in Michigan. 131 is a north-south thoroughfare, and when you get up to the Reed City exit, that is US 10.
Yep.
And you're going to go to the west about 3-4 miles, and you hit this little wide spot in the road called Chase, Michigan, and you'll see the sign for the Chase Creek Smokehouse.
Yep.
But really cool this time of year because it's on the old rail trail that goes from one side of the state to the other.
And that's his old family land.
Right. And so you could be riding your snowmobile or your quad or your 4x or whatever you're on this time of year.
All snowmobiles.
Stop right there.
Yeah.
Stop right there and get warmed up. So
tons of snowmobiles this time of year. Yep. And that was really wise to build in that place.
Right.
But if you're at the Chase Creek Smokehouse, just know that you are, as the crow flies, 7 miles north of my hunting place out on Whipple Lake.
Okay.
You're right close to where
we
hunt.
Yep.
So that's
super
a cool area. Great place. He helped us out with GI Barbecue. Good guy. Fun place. Awesome barbecue. There's a lot of barbecue places now in the Midwest, but that's definitely one of the best-kept secrets.
And one of the cool things about going there, I think he's got, like, the largest ceiling fan in the world. Not really, but...
Yeah, I think Howard Hughes gave it to him from the Spruce Goose.
Right, yeah.
So chuck roast is another thing I'm going to go low and slow on.
Okay.
And if you're still without deer or if you don't like venison but you love making jerky, chuck roast is a great piece to use for jerky. But I'm going to probably talk about just doing that thing on the grill. And you can do it on a pizza stone if you want the grease to run off, or you can do it in a cast iron pan if you want, or a pot, something like a Dutch oven, if you want.
God, I knew that was coming.
But putting a little smoke to that chuck roast is fantastic. And my mouth's watering right now because I love – it's right up there with brisket
for me.
It's
a very flavorful piece of meat.
It's so freaking good.
Right, it's overlooked. As are most men, it's time for some man law.
Now you're a man!
Okay, today's man law, courtesy of our producer, Mr. Brian Fongers. No man shall ever use a rolling backpack. If you can't carry the bag, give me your man card.
That's right, clipped. It's over.
I used to fly a bunch, and now my new role in life, I don't have to, which I love. But gosh, I'd go through these airports, and the one that always killed me was the guy with a little stewardess bag that had four wheels on it, and he'd be pushing it along. I was like, oh, don't hurt your wrist there, dude.
Yeah, you subscribe to this so much that when you went to Europe a few years ago, you bought a man purse.
Correction.
You didn't want to roll anything, man.
Correction.
You were carrying.
Correction. My wife bought one, and I never carried it once.
Right. Right. Good thing this is radio and not TV because I could produce the picture.
You can't because it was never possible. Matter of fact, it sparked quite an argument. She was mad at me for a good part of the trip because every time we'd take off on a day adventure, she'd try and get me to take it.
Ah.
And it's like, I'm not carrying anything but my wallet. My gun's back in the States.
Right.
So I don't need that little purse. It actually had a Swiss Army cross on it.
I think
it might still be in our luggage room. If anybody wants a man purse with a Swiss Army cross on it,
I'll
give you $10 to take
it. Yeah, right. And if you want his autograph on it, you can have that too. I'll make sure that happens. Yeah.
It's probably still got the tag, so you could even gift it to, hey,
That's what I can do.
All right. Watch out. Here comes my Christmas gift.
Whose name did I draw? Oh, I drew Joppies.
Yeah, here it comes. But, anyway, well, I was gonna talk about doing a whole chicken on your smoker or your grill.
We're
gonna. I don't dare touch this right now. Plus, we'll cover that in the last segment. But coming up next. We'll bring this train to the station. What about using a wok on your grill?
Oh!
Stick with us. We'll be back.
And all the guys are here. We drink, play cards, and shoot the bull, but never shoot no deer. The only time we leave the camp is when we go for beer. The second week of deer camp is the greatest time of year.